This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Georgia Bulldogs are the champions of college football for the second straight year. They blew out TCU in Monday's college football playoff national title game in Southern California, 65-7. They completed a 15-0 season for the Bulldogs, who become the first team to repeat since Alabama in 2011 and 2012. Quarterback Stetson Bennett led the charge with 6 total touchdowns in the victory. TCU finishes the season 13-2. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood watch. That means more than 34 million people are facing flood risks as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the state. In parts of central and southern California, the parade of cyclones has triggered flooding, mudslides, and debris flow. Many counties have issued evacuation orders or warnings. The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. House Republicans are adopting a rules package following last week's historic speaker vote. It passed along party lines in a 2020-2013 vote and will now govern how the chamber operates for the next 2 years. Monday's vote was related to concessions newly elected Speaker Kevin McCarthy made to conservative lawmakers who were staunchly opposed to his candidacy. Some critics argue McCarthy gave up too much of the Speaker's power to hardline Republicans. Others say the rules were long overdue. A Virginia school won't be open this week after a teacher was allegedly shot by a 6-year-old boy. An incident happened Friday after Richnick Elementary in Newport News, where police say there was an altercation between a teacher and a student who had a gun. The teacher was most recently listed in stable condition after injuries were initially considered life-threatening. A Georgia woman has now completed half marathons in every state of the nation. WSAV-TV reports 68-year-old Terry Hartsock from just outside Savannah joined a running group back in 2012 and never looked back. She reached her 50-state milestone when she completed in a half marathon in Hawaii last year. Hartsock says it took a decade of running races every other year to achieve her goal. This is you.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Several reports say the Justice Department is reviewing classified documents from President Biden's time as vice president found at a Biden think tank. The National Archives has referred the matter to the Justice Department for investigation. CBS News reports the FBI is now also involved after the documents reportedly turned up at the Penn Biden Center. Former President Trump got into hot water after several classified White House docs. Former President Trump got into hot water after several classified White House docs were allegedly recently found at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The special grand jury in Georgia looking into former President Trump's efforts to reverse his 2020 election loss in the state is done with his work. The grand jury has completed its final report, and it will be now up to the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis to decide whether to file criminal charges. Trump and his allies attempted to overturn his losses to President Biden in swing states. In a phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State, Trump urged the state's top election official to find him enough votes to win Georgia. 14 people are safe after a California storm washes out a homeless encampment. Officials say it happened Monday afternoon in Ventura. 7 people were helped off an island of the rising Ventura River, while 2 others were found underneath a nearby bridge. More people were rescued downstream as firefighters used a boat. More people were rescued downstream as firefighters used a boat or helicopter to assist with the operation. The storm also caused a number of mandatory evacuations due to floods and mudslides, and includes all residents living in Montecito. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. 2 chicken burritos, 2 bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.